Morning. Welcome to day 22 of the Advent podcast. In case you can't tell, it's Jasmine here, one of the trainees at Widcombe, and today I'll be talking to you about a passage from Matthew. This is Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Preparing for this devotional, I have found that the more that I read this passage, the more exciting it becomes to me. I'm not sure about you, but I feel like a lot of what I have heard about the Magi before is more about what isn't true of them than what is. I'm sure that most of you will be able to tell me that Magi were not kings, that there were unlikely to be just three of them, and that they did not see a newborn Jesus in the manger at the same time as the shepherds, despite nativity tradition. Although the story of the wise men might not fit into our lovely nativity picture, it's much better than just a story to tell children. It's a series of incredible events that really happened over 2,000 years ago. This morning I just want to talk through this passage to help us to think about why it's so exciting. The first thing I want us to think about is that these Magi were not Jews, although they understood Jewish teaching that a Messiah would come, because many Jews were scattered throughout the nations at this time. But God wanted to invite Gentiles, likely men from a different religion who saw answers in the stars, to come and see his son. We aren't told much about how they discovered the meaning of this star, but they clearly have a certain faith that the Christ has been born, and that this is so incredible that they must go and see. They also know that the infant they're travelling to see is King of the Jews, yet they are intent upon worshipping him themselves, although they're Gentiles, because they know that he is worthy of their praise and devotion. The second thing to think about is that this wasn't a small, discreet event. When they arrived in Jerusalem and began asking for Jesus' whereabouts, it evidently caused quite a stir. Because of this, some think it's likely that there were a large number of Magi, at least more than three of them, in order to bring so much attention to themselves as to trouble King Herod and all of Jerusalem. King Herod also calls in all the chief priests and scribes to help the search for Jesus. This is something that many Jews and Gentiles living in Jerusalem would have remembered for years to come. With the help of Herod and the Jewish leaders, the Magi hear Micah's prophecy of where the Messiah will be born and head towards Bethlehem. The star then moves to show them the house that the infant is staying in. It's good to notice here that the ways God guides these men is using creation, the star, and his word, which are two ways that he reveals himself to us today. The final thing I want to think about today is the Magi's response to Jesus. When they see that the star has guided them to the specific house Mary and Jesus are staying in, it says in the ESV translation that they rejoice exceedingly with great joy. And when they see the child, they fall down and worship him and present him with gifts fit for a king. They couldn't have understood fully who they were worshipping, that this infant, the Messiah, was God himself. But they bowed down to him, unashamedly certain that he was worth praising. This is an incredible story which should bring us great joy as well, to think that over 2,000 years ago, a group of men spotted a star and somehow understood that following it would lead them to the King of the Jews, who was an infant, and that this was something worth pursuing. That they caused a stir in all Jerusalem, and that the king that was there was so afraid of this infant that he tried to have him killed, but that God was, and is, in control, and his plans cannot be thwarted by humans. This baby, or toddler, would one day bring salvation to all people, and we today are able to receive that and know him. We don't have to even travel like the Magi did to see him. We can find him here today. I'm now going to close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are sovereign over all things. Thank you that you sent your Son not only for Jews, but for all nations to know you, and that you have revealed yourself to us. I pray that today you would help us to find the same exceeding joy in this amazing news as the wise men did, and to worship you, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.